Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast of the Shepherd Cast. My name is Marina and we're going to get started. So for today, our topic is business experiences. Business experiences are kind of an important topic, especially when you're thinking of starting a business. Then you might want to wonder, what's the other experience other farmers have had? Well, I'm going to tell you. The number one question would probably be, when do I expand or do I expand? I'm going to be explaining to you guys what this means. Expanding means, should I expand my stock? Should I expand my land? Should I expand? And that's a tough question, especially for a lot of smaller farmers who plan to expand but maybe can't with their limit of property or stock. So that means maybe your stock is limited at the moment. So that might mean what that means, but you know, it's really depending on what you're thinking of doing in the future and what you're doing presently. So that's something to think about for sure. But every farmer has a different answer. Another question would probably be for sheep breeders is breeding and lambing. What is breeding and lambing? How do I expand that? That means you're bringing in new sires, aka a new generation, a new genetic to your flock, and you're exposing them to it, and you're creating another set of offspring and possibly a new type of quality of animals. So that would mean maybe you're expanding your amount of sires and ewes, because you have so many sires, you're gonna need more ewes to match the amount of sires you have. Usually I'd say like one sire would last every like five ewes, probably even more, depending on how long you leave him in. So that would mean you definitely want to expand the amount of ewes you have and probably the amount of sires you have if you plan to expand your business. It really depends on how many offspring you want to get. We all know that Dorpers are known to have twins, so just do the math and type two for every animal. Occasionally you're going to get three, just so you guys know. But for business experiences, it's really about getting it done what you want to get done for every day. But it's very frustrating when you can't get it done because maybe you're busy with something else you have to do with the website. So if you have a website, then you might want to get stuff done for the website, but then you have another social media site that you need to get done first. So it's just doing this stuff every day, updating your socials, doing that kind of stuff that just really takes a toll on your business and your job, of course. Especially if you're, say, you're doing some other kind of businesses, or if you're doing something else like that, then it might be a good idea to limit your amount of socials, and even if you have a website, limit how much you update it, because I only update my website, like, every now and then. It's not all the time. But social media, usually my Instagram gets updated every day, so it's quite a bit, but it just really depends on what you plan to do and that. So that's kind of what I want to talk to you guys about today. There's not too much I want to speak to you today. As you guys know, I like keeping my podcast short and simple because it sticks better. I'm going to do more podcasts probably based around, what did we do last time? We did using social media. I think I'll probably do another episode on that about hate comments and stuff like that because that's a big topic. And then I think I might do another record-keeping podcast. So if you guys are interested in that, I'll probably do another good and bad of sheep farming because you guys liked that one. And then probably some basic ones like starting up a sheep business. So you guys liked that. So we'll probably start that again if you guys liked those. But if you guys had any other ideas of what to be doing, just let me know because I'm always open to ideas. The next question would probably be how much time is required, or I also committed time. That's kind of a complicated question. I got kind of that question in one of my last podcasts, but maybe I didn't answer it correctly. It doesn't really take a lot of time. It takes however much time is needed because it takes a certain amount of time for people to see you, understand your business, learn from you, and that's why we have social media, is it's such a quick and easy way for people to learn about you and to learn about your flock and your experiences. So that kind of takes a bit of time, but other than that, you know, it's really of how fast you can build it and how fast you can build your audience, basically. So that is kind of something that I found that usually is the answer to that. It just takes however much time it's going to take, whether that means how much time it's going to take to build, how much time it's going to take to create a website, how much time it's going to take to advertise or show your stock off, or basically just build an audience and build a following. When I started out, I only had 2 followers on my YouTube. Pretty small potatoes, if you ask me. But over time, that was built, and we have a beautiful following now, beautiful, awesome supporters. I'm still building on my Instagram, so we still have some more people coming in. I just started my Mighty Network, so we barely have anybody over there, but, you know, it takes time. Like I said, it takes a lot of time to build a following and build a brand and name for yourself. So don't feel frustrated if it's taking a little less time than you want, because it takes quite a bit of time, guys. So much time. But yeah, that's kind of the main things that I find is main about this, is it takes time and commitment, and it's not fast. It takes so much time and thought. So much thought. Yes. So I kind of just wanted to chat with you guys today. It's storming outside. It's cold. So there's not too much to do outside. The sheep are out in the weather today. Babies are good. So just kind of wanted to chat with you guys today, see what I could chat with about. If you guys have any questions, go ahead and ask me from my Instagram. That's mainly where I get my questions and answers. So I will see you guys in my next podcast. Thank you so much for listening. If you have any topic ideas, let me know. Make sure to like and follow us. Thank you so much. I will see you in the next one. Thanks for listening. Bye.